Hi, everybody. Welcome to our Saturday podcast. I liked the picks so much this week. My blazing five became a blazing six, and we'll give you that plus the bonus pick, as always, with RJ Bell. But first, my blazing six.
That's a hot one.
Let's blaze it up.
Fire it up.
It's Collins' blazing five. Seahawks at Panthers.
Seattle minus six. They're an excellent road team. I'm taking the Seahawks to win by more than six. I'll swallow the points. First, Ron Rivera's firing did not, I'm told, go over well in the locker room. David Tepper, I think, made a mistake on that. He'll pay the price. Also, don't worry about the road. Seattle, frankly, Russell Wilson's been a better road quarterback than a home quarterback. He's completing 70% of his throws, 103 passer rating. And here's the thing that would scare you if you're a Carolina fan. Seattle defense has 29 takeaways. That's third best in the NFL. Carolina gives it away almost more than everybody else. Turnovers will be a factor. Seattle wins by more than six. They win 28-20.
Bears and Packers.
28-20 Seattle. I'm going to take the Bears plus 4.5. Do you know Green Bay, all that great record, has been outgained this year? Green Bay gets outgained by like 30 yards a game. And they win. They get off to good starts. But I'm going to take the Bears plus 4.5 here. Again, Mitch Trubisky's got limitations. But since week 10, Matt Nagy and the staff have figured out what works and what doesn't. He's up to 66% completion percentage, passer rating in the mid-90s. He's run for a couple of touchdowns. So they're figuring out, listen, here's what he can do. Let's not fight it. Let's let him do what he can do. And the Bears defense, the last couple of years against Green Bay, has only given up 17 points a game against Aaron Rodgers. So I like the coach for the Bears. I like the defense for the Bears. And right now, Trubisky, I'm going to take Green Bay at Lambeau to win on a late field goal, but 4.5 points, 23-20 Green Bay, but 4.5. Bet the number here. It's too much to give Chicago.
Texans at Titans.
I'm going to take the Texans plus 3.5. I have a rule. Whenever you're one team every week is humiliated. The doors are blown off. As long as that team has a good quarterback, Deshaun Watson, take them the following week because most fans bail on them. The Texans are fine. Are they inconsistent? Oh, God, yes. Are they bad? Oh, no. Following a loss this year, they're 4-0, 28 a game, rush for 130 yards. The Texans' offense is still ninth ranked in the NFL. They are all over the map, but this is a must-win for them. I think they play very well. I like Tennessee. We're going nuts on Ryan Tannehill. I'm taking the Texans to win 27-26.
Jaguars at Raiders.
I'll take Oakland minus 6.5. First of all, I think the Jags have quit on their coach, Doug Marrone. The minute they traded Jalen Ramsey, did not play well in the locker room. Then watch. Not only is Jacksonville losing, they're losing against the spread. They're not tackling well. And they on the road, they're atrocious. And remember, this is the last game for the Raiders in Oakland. The last game. So this is a team that's going to celebrate. This is going to be a very big game, a celebration of Oakland and the Raiders. Oakland's going to come out with their hair on fire and play a great game, 33-23. It won't feel that close. Raiders.
Rams at Cowboys.
I like the Rams minus one, basically for one reason. When veteran defensive coordinators, Wade Phillips Rams, face young newbie Kellen Moore this year, 31-year-old, it's been a mismatch. The best teams aren't always beating Dallas. The most veteran defensive coordinators have owned Kellen Moore. The Rams are a very good road team, 5-1. The Cowboys lost 4 of 5, and the offense for the Rams has turned it around. The other thing is, since Jalen Ramsey has arrived in week 7, the Rams lead the NFL in sacks, third in total yards. Rams go on the road. I'll swallow the point. They win 28-23. And here's my sixth pick of the week.
Bills at Steelers.
I'm going to take Buffalo plus 2 at Pittsburgh. These teams are very similar. Excellent coaching staffs. Most of the talent on defense. But I get a significantly better quarterback in Buffalo, and I get points. This game means a lot for both. There's a lot of similarities. Listen, this duck guy for Pittsburgh, it's an adorable story. He won the Alabama State Duck Calling Contest. But Pittsburgh's offense since week 10 is atrocious. And Buffalo's defense isn't good. Folks, they've held their opponents to 21 points or less in 11 of 13 games. And that includes, like, the Patriots and the Ravens. This defense is exceptional for Buffalo. And this offense for Pittsburgh's a mess. So I get what I think is a slightly better team. And I get points. And I get the better quarterback. The Bills win. And I think it's 24 to 13. So my blazing six picks. I like favorite Seattle, underdogs Bears, Texans, favored Raiders, favored Rams, and underdog Buffalo. All of our odds, of course, are provided by Fox Bet. All right, here we go. I thought it was a week where I really liked the lines. Let's start with this. RJ Bell, pregame.com. On Fox Sports Radio every day, Monday through Friday. Seattle minus six at Carolina. I like Seattle here. First of all, it was a very good team that had a sluggish standalone game, and Pete Carroll is one of those coaches, they eradicate or fix problems pretty quickly. I think Carolina quit last weekend. Ron Rivera was wildly popular, not much to play for. I like Seattle winning by a touchdown or more. What do the wise guys think?
Now, you got agreement here, and it's a surprise because I've been anti-Seattle the whole season, caught some heat for it. And here's why I still believe Seattle is overrated, but I like them in this game. They're only plus 20 points on the season. So you add up the points they scored, points they've given up, plus 20. That's really more in line with a team that's like 8-6, not a team as good record as Seattle has. But I think the focus helps them here. They lost by 14 points. If you have a team that lost by 14 or more on the road, then they're favored significantly on the road the next week, 64% against the spread. Now, 16-9, so a small sample. That looks good. But this is really anti-Carolina. You said it. They gave up. And I think it's more of a fade this week than last week. I don't think it's so much Colin Rivera's popularity. I think that the new owner has made it clear he is clearing house. And because of that, it's the support staff, coaches, and even the fringe players, the players that are special teams guys, figure that change is going to sweep them out too. So what are they playing for, as you mentioned? So I'm going to give you agreement on Seattle.
I like Chicago plus four and a half against Green Bay. Whereas you have reservations about Seattle, I have real reservations about Green Bay. Chicago's a power team. Green Bay's a finesse team. I think they're very good on the script. I don't see halftime adjustments. They're in a lot of close games against average teams. I think Chicago could win this straight out, but I love the Bears and the points. What do the wise guys say?
Agreement again, and agreement on Green Bay not being as good as they seem. This is a team, and this is almost amazing. On the season, they've been outgained per game by 28 yards. So literally, that's an 8-8 type team, right? A 500 team, and they have an amazingly good record. 5-1 Green Bay is in games decided by a touchdown or less. Those close wins tend to even out in the long term. Let's look at the Bears. First five games of the season, Trubisky rushed the ball five times combined. Now, in those games, Bears had about 270 yards of offense. In the last three games now, the Bears and Trubisky has run the ball 21 times. So think about that. One per game, the first five, and now 21 in three games. And the offense, 379 yards. So 110 more. I believe it's correlated. Trubisky, I think they came into the season saying, Nagy said, let's get you comfortable in the pocket. We ran last year. We don't need to run this year. Well, they needed to run. Now that Trubisky's running, it seems to be opening up a lot for the offense across the board. Last thing about the Bears, first 10 games of the season, they topped 300 yards of offense one time. Last three games, 335, 419, 382. The trend line is up, up, up. Chicago plus 4.5, agreed.
L.A., Dallas. When you look at the Dallas losses, it's not to the best quarterbacks, and it's not to the best teams. It's not always to the best defenses. Here's what it is. when they face a veteran defensive coordinator who can go up and match wits with 31-year-old Kellen Moore, he gets stifled. If you go look at the Cowboy losses, the offense shrinks when the newbie, the kid with 1 year of coaching before this year, faces a high-end defensive guy. Wade Phillips, the defense outside of the Baltimore game for the Rams, is red hot. I think it's close, but it's virtually a pick 'em. LA minus one. I take the Rams. What do the wise guys think?
Biggest disagreement ever. Let's go back a decade ever. First off, did you get out your special note cards and your legal pad when you were contemplating this about the defense? And
I think the Cowboys' defense is highly overrated.
All right, well, listen, you've had your say. Now, here's the thing. This line opened up Dallas minus three, which implies these are even teams. The line has been bet 4 points. To me, that Dallas three is the right line. The idea that the Rams are 4 points better. Let's do the switcheroo if this game were in L.A. That means the Rams would be 7-point favorites in that game. I mean, does that even make sense to you? The Rams could be laying 7 to Dallas.
Well, Dallas has the Rams have the better coach, the better defense, and are hot. Whereas Dallas, I mean, this week Jason Garrett showed him a highlight reel to the players to make them feel good about themselves.
Yeah, I hear you. The thing about Garrett is, and this is what everyone says, they go, oh, well, Garrett's the one that's causing them to lose close games. Here's an amazing stat. From Garrett's first game through last year, so not counting this year, the best record in one-score games in the NFL was Bill Belichick. The fifth best record was Garrett. So he was number five during, you know, all those years, whatever, 7, 8 years now. This year, they're horrible in one-score games. I don't think Garrett got stupid in the last 12 months. I think they've just been unlucky. And literally, the statistics on Dallas, if you look at net yards per play, better for Dallas. If you look at yardage and game, I mean, any stat you want to look at, Dallas is better except for wins. And we all know in the long run, the stats tell you more than the wins and losses. I think these are equal teams. Getting one for Dallas is a gift. I love Dallas. I disagree.
Jacksonville at Oakland. I'm going to take the Raiders -6.5. First of all, I think Jacksonville has quit on its coach, and I don't think Oakland has. I think Oakland's a team. You know, I think, is this the last home game for Oakland? I think this is a big send-off. I think they're playing. I think they're excited every Sunday. And I think you have two different locker rooms here. I think you have an ascending Oakland franchise, and Jacksonville, once they lost Jalen Ramsey, their best player, I think a lot of guys sold. I think it's a battle of different locker rooms, and I think Oakland could potentially blow out the Jags. What do the wise guys think?
Agreement here, and this is where having the Raiders, you know, quasi-local now is an advantage. You know, we got beat writers and all that. This is huge. I mean, this team has been pointing to this game for weeks and weeks. I think it's much bigger than the national media is reporting. How excited the Raiders are, how much respect they want to show, quite frankly, to the city of Oakland in this last game. In Oakland, remember last year there was a chance it was going to be the last game, and they were dogs against Denver in their last home game and actually won the game by 13. This is maybe the coldest two teams to ever meet in a game. Now check this out, Colin. If you look at the ATS margin, so how many points you won or lost by against the spread, last three games for each team, you add them up, they are minus 120 points. So over six games, right, 3-3, minus 120 points. So they've averaged minus 20 per game against the spread. First time in NFL history that has ever happened. And I think you're right about Jacksonville. If you watch those games, they're not tackling. They're making business decisions on defense in the second half of these games. Raiders motivated. Jacksonville seemingly not, like the Raiders. By the way, real quick, I played this game personally, but I played it in the first half. I believe actually, and I think we'll be fine in the game, but first half is better because I think the Raiders are going to be so excited. They'll have a bigger edge in the first half, but also they might get fatigued like the Super Bowl emotionally in the second half. So I do like the first half even better.
Houston plus 3.5 at Tennessee. This is my classic. A team gets humiliated that's a capable team, Houston. They come back and play their game of the year at Tennessee. I also like the number Houston plus 3.5. I like Tennessee. I think we're going a little too, we're a little hyper on them now. I'm going to take the Texans. What do the wise guys say?
Yeah, wise guy delight here. You're right. Agreement, especially at 3.5. Here's the thing. And Tennessee doing great, no doubt. Won last week big. Houston, horrible letdown spot. If you take a team that lost by 14 or more, so that's Houston, the opponent won by 21 or more, that's Tennessee. There's been 250 of those games in the last 30 years. The bad team, the losing team, in this case Houston, 53.2%. You might say, RJ, that's not that much. But think about it. Over hundreds and hundreds of games, to be 53% tells you there's just a natural bias for the team that does really well and a natural dislike of a team that doesn't in the prior week. Your instincts are so on with that. One concern, though. You look at Tennessee over the 7 games, and you can say they're 6-1. You can say, okay, that's, you know, hot. But here's what scares me, though. In the first 4 games of that 7-game run, their ATS margin was actually their actual game margin, not ATS, but the net points was 0, meaning they were 3-1 in those games, but they won a bunch of close ones and lost one big, and it evened out. But the last 3 games, they've outscored their opponents by 57 points. So it does seem like the trend line for Tennessee is going up. That worries me, but still, Houston getting over a field goal, got to agree.
And finally, I'm going to do a blazing 6 this weekend. I think Buffalo and Pittsburgh, neither is as good as their record. They're both excellent defensively. The coaching staffs deserve a tip of the cap. The difference is with Buffalo, I'm getting points and I have a significantly more gifted quarterback. The Steelers don't throw the ball. I mean, they don't throw the ball. 200 yards to them is a remarkable number. So I think it's a low scoring game, excellent defenses, neither as good as their record. But I'll take the quarterback and the points. I'll take the Bills. What do the wise guys say?
Disagreement here. You mentioned Pittsburgh throwing the ball. It's been 4 straight games. They have not thrown for 200 yards.
It's almost unheard of.
I mean, this is back in
and
the...
And winning.
And yes, but let's talk about how they're winning. By the way, I am on Pittsburgh here. I do disagree. But Pittsburgh has been fortunate. I'm a fan of the Steelers.
A lot of special team stuff.
Yep. And that's the thing. To win close games is one thing. To win close games and have to have a special teams or defensive touchdown to do it, I don't know how that's sustainable, but they are continuing to do it. By the way, you mentioned it, not good teams, either of them. Bills have only beat one team with a winning record, and that was Tennessee without Tannehill, right? And Pittsburgh has only beat one team with a winning record also, which was the Rams in Pittsburgh, and it took a special teams touchdown in that game. I think there's a motivational edge for Pittsburgh. If you look at what Brian Burke has done, ESPN, they have, what is the plus or minus effect of winning this game on your playoff chances? Pittsburgh, they vary based on a win or a loss by 58%, their playoff chances. That's the most of any team this week. The Bills, you might think, they're in the hunt too, right? No, only varying by 9%. So I think Pittsburgh's extra motivated. And don't forget, Colin, whenever you lay 2, you say, I just got to win the game. Well, now you're taking 2. Doesn't that mean Pittsburgh just pretty much has to win the game? Pittsburgh, disagree with the Bills.
All right, so I have 4-2 agreement. My bonus pick, I thought about taking the Browns against Arizona because I don't like Freddie Kitchens in matchups when I think he's over his head as a coach against the opposing coach. I think with Cliff Kingsbury, it's a draw. So I like Cleveland's personnel substantially. I would have probably taken the Browns -3. I talked myself out of it because they've had some classic dysfunction this week where there's just so many media stories on OBJ, so I backed out of it. But I'd take Cleveland. What would the wise guys say?
Slight agreement here. Brad Powers, who's on Straight Out of Vegas with us, he really came up with an idea here that I hadn't heard many places. Think about this now. Kingsbury was the head coach at Texas Tech after Mayfield was there, did really well, but didn't offer him a scholarship. Remember, Big 12 right. Freshman of the Year. So Mayfield's the type, as you know, that holds a vendetta,
yeah.
that has a grudge, and he's motivated by these type of things. And there's another one. Steve Wilks was fired by the Cardinals,
yes.
is now the DC. So I think Cleveland is, they got a millennial motivation here, especially with Mayfield. And I think something's wrong with Arizona. If you look at their first six games, they averaged 377 yards. All right. In their last seven games, 279. So almost 100 yards less. I think the league might have figured out what they're doing. And the only concern, well, couple concerns, but the one big one for the Browns, they were outgained by the Bengals by 118 yards last week. That was the best result yardage-wise for Cincinnati in a dozen games.
Wow.
That said, though, I think Mayfield's motivation pushes them over the top. Agreement, Cleveland.
Wow, 5-2 agreement. RJ Bell, pregame.com. Good talking to you. You know, by the way, this is doing very well. I had a podcast guy call me this week and say, that Saturday RJ thing gets massive, massive downloads.
Well,
and I said, well, of course it does. I'm on it. Wait, yeah, that is outrageous. No, you know, tip of the cap to you.
You know what we should do is we should try something one week where you're not on and see how the ratings do.
Tank.
That's what I'm thinking too. Thank you.
All right, buddy.
Thank you.